I Thought You Were Blind by Marv with a V, read by Coprime. Rating: mature. Archive warning: no archive warnings apply. Fandom: Daredevil TV. Relationship: Matt Murdock / Foggy Nelson. Additional characters: Marcy Stahl, Anna Nelson, Theo Nelson, Stick, Jennifer Walters, and Elektra Natchios. Additional tags: point of view Foggy Nelson, character development, fluff and angst, fluff and hurt comfort, eventual romance, friends to lovers, Matt Murdock and Foggy Nelson at Columbia, developing friendships, personal growth, blind Matt Murdock, misunderstandings, ableism, assumptions, blindness, Matt Murdock has sensory issues, Matt Murdock has issues, human disaster Matt Murdock, Foggy Nelson has patience, Foggy Nelson isn't perfect, roommates, stereotypes, misconceptions, miscommunication, Foggy makes mistakes, Matt Murdock is not amused, feels, domestic fluff, falling in love, feelings realization, slow romance, minor characters and background relationships, angst and hurt comfort, hurt Matt Murdock, protective Foggy Nelson, secret crush, drinking to cope, minor Matt Murdock / Elektra Natchios, hurt Foggy Nelson, wump, emotional hurt, trust issues, first kiss, communication, grief / mourning, boyfriends, alternate universe canon divergence, bisexual Matt Murdock, happy ending, injury, soft Matt Murdock, soft boys, tooth rotting fluff, implied sexual content, Banff Matt Murdock, Catholic Matt Murdock, Foggy Nelson knows Matt Murdock is Daredevil, protective Matt Murdock, and awesome Foggy Nelson. Summary: Foggy had heard that love was patient. He'd also heard that love was blind. What he hadn't heard, yet anyway, was that for Matt Murdock, that was how love needed to be expressed, with patience and a whole new level of understanding. Chapter 1. It wasn't love at first sight. Foggy didn't fall in love with Matt within 10 seconds of meeting him, not even within 10 weeks of meeting him. Loving Matt came later. Understanding Matt came first, and after that, there was protecting Matt, a struggle in itself. He remembered the moment he met him. He remembered, because that moment always bothered Matt afterwards. But Foggy didn't know better then. He didn't know how much it rubbed Matt the wrong way, like the coarsest, most unpleasant polycotton blend in the world. He didn't know that would bother the future love of his life, that the first thing he noticed about him was his disability. But of course it did. It did bother Matt, because that was what everyone noticed. Matt was blind. The cane always spoke first. It announced itself with the stark whiteness of it, and its soft, almost rhythmic taps as Matt swept it across his path, a path that led into a dorm room, right to Foggy. It would be some time before Foggy learned to see Matt, not his disability. To let Matt speak first and hear the cane as nothing more than background noise, a small accompaniment to the complicated composition that was Matt Murdock. It was something Foggy grew to understand in the very beginnings of his friendship with Matt. People weren't born knowing how to respond perfectly to a disability. It was something they learned over time, either from working with disabled people, from living with them, or from loving and caring for them. Or, in Foggy's case, all three. He didn't know then. He didn't know how or when to help Matt, and when not to. He didn't know when it was okay to joke about Matt's blindness, never, and when it was okay to laugh when Matt joked about it, always. He didn't know that most of the things he knew or thought he knew about blindness were short of the mark at best and wildly inaccurate at worst. He didn't know when he met Matt Murdock that blindness had a scale, much like any other disability. Where people fell on that scale wasn't something you could guess just from looking at them. But Foggy didn't know back then. He didn't know about the scale or where Matt fell on it. He didn't know because he didn't ask. The first of many errors, really. He didn't know that his assumptions were entirely wrong. He'd grown up believing when he saw the occasional blind person on TV or in his dad's butcher shop, and he hadn't seen many, that all blindness was the same. Blind people didn't see anything at all. It was all dark, all black, all the time. Like night, 24/7, right? Wrong. He didn't know then about shadow perception, about picking up colors or even light. He sure as hell didn't know that one blind man's vision consisted of a world on fire. He just assumed that all blind people lived in the dark with no light, no vision to speak of. He was wrong. He just didn't know it then. He wouldn't realize it for some time. If Foggy had a fault, it was not asking enough questions. Or maybe, not asking the right questions. His mom had raised a gentleman, after all. Gentlemen didn't ask too many questions. It was impolite. So Foggy called it sensitivity and prided himself on his manners. He didn't realize for a long time that was an excuse. A lot of people were uncomfortable with disability. Foggy was uncomfortable at first, too. He tried not to show it. He thought that by not calling attention to Matt's blindness, he was being polite. What he didn't know then was that Matt didn't need him to be polite. What Matt needed was the space to talk openly about his disability, to be able to express what kind of help he needed and what kind of help he didn't need. He didn't know then that his awkwardness and silence around Matt's blindness would encourage Matt to be awkward and silent around it too. He didn't know then that communication was important. He'd heard that it was. He just didn't know how much. It was something he would learn from Matt. Blindness wasn't polite. It wasn't subtle. It wouldn't sit quietly in the corner. It was the elephant in the room. It affected every aspect of Matt's life. Living with him meant that it would affect Foggy's life, too. He didn't know then, but as his mom liked to say, time was a great revealer. End chapter 1.